Hello, everybody. We're back with real high quality audio, not in a car.
The highest and freshest audio. Highest? Yeah.
What?
Our levels are the highest.
Right. Not what you want, but okay.
Like quality wise.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Cool.
And also the freshest. Like they're the newest. Like when you're hearing these sound waves, like we just made them.
Or live to the recorder. Super Good Question is a podcast where we answer dumb hypotheticals from the internet. My name's Andrew. Your name's Jeff. Let's start the show.
Okay. Well, first of all, what episode is this?
91.
Oh, man. I was saving this for the 100th episode, but in case that we die of corona stuff.
Yeah.
Or just in case of isolation, quarantine, our podcast can't get out.
We're going to figure out how to podcast.
Like a digital quarantine.
Yeah. Digital quarantine.
Yeah.
The virus spreads through the internet.
Right.
That will be the end of days.
Yeah. But in case of that, we'll do this question now. It's a super good one.
Okay.
It's pretty serious.
Okay.
I think that, we like to do divisive questions.
You have said the word divisive on every...
Divisive, divisive.
Every podcast. I think the last four. And is it divisive or is it divisive? Because I always say divisive.
Both are correct.
All right.
And sometimes I change it up just to fuck with you.
All right. What's your divisive question?
It's a series of divisive and divisive questions that, as I feel a lot of the questions on our show get at, I think it really highlights whether your mental state is like okay to be in the population or not.
Okay, sure.
So yeah, we can, I'm going to call this segment, it's a recurring segment starting now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a psychopath?
Okay, cool.
Are you a psychopath?
Great. All right. We're in.
Okay. So today's round of Are You a Psychopath?
Yes.
It involves numbers.
Okay.
Are you a numbers guy,
Andrew? Don't like this already.
Well, thankfully we don't have to add the numbers together.
Okay, good.
Or like talk about their origins or anything like that.
Okay. Talk about their origins. Okay.
Yeah. Like the origin of zero. It's pretty...
okay, that's a cool one. Sure.
Pretty fun, actually.
Yeah.
But we're not here to do facts.
No.
I want to talk about how you write your numbers.
Okay. I can get behind this.
Yeah. I think you're going to find this quite heated.
Okay. Sure.
Because once I start breaking it down, it's like, how deep does this rabbit hole go?
All right.
And you can look at this as like an accumulation of psycho factors, depending on your answers as a whole.
Maybe across. There's a threshold.
There's definitely a threshold, but for me, like certain specific ones are like
clear.
One and done.
All right.
Like you answer those wrong and you should be in a cage.
Okay.
First one. Ironically, is zero.
Okay. And how do I write it?
Yeah. Do you start at the top?
I start at the top and go left.
Oh, thank God. Fuck.
I start at the top and go counterclockwise.
Yeah. Okay. Correct. That is the correct.
And then I put a line through it.
Well, see, no. Actually, I don't mind the line.
I was hoping that would make you recoil.
I do a line sometimes because it reminds me of... Remember the band Aqua?
Yes.
They had a guy in the band called Soren.
Yes.
Who put a slash through the O in his name. I guess it's an Icelandic or whatever thing.
I loved Aqua, by the way. Yeah, I had their...
Who didn't?
Their second album I played more than their first, though. Aquarius.
Interesting.
Yeah. Not many singles on that one.
No.
Anyway.
Didn't have Dr. Jones. Don't care.
Yeah. Fair.
But That sounded like a burp. I didn't mean for it to. It was just a throat gurgle.
Yeah. That's not cool. That's not better.
Had you had said that you went the other way when forming your circles,
starting at the top?
Yeah, starting at the top and going right. So clockwise.
That feels wrong.
Yeah, it's definitely wrong. And like, I would have started to question your character.
Okay.
However, had you said you start at the bottom and go either way.
Yeah. Very wrong.
10 years dungeon.
We're bringing back 10 years dungeon. Okay, good.
It never went away.
No, it didn't.
We just haven't had any severely punishable acts.
No.
Recently. Okay. Moving on. The number one.
One. Okay. I feel like I'm going to get in trouble.
Okay. Do you start at the top or bottom?
Is it a casual one or a fancy one?
Oh, see, this is what I mean about the rabbit hole. Yeah. Am I writing a love note or am I writing a math test?
Okay, so if it's just a casual one, I start at the top and it's just a line.
Okay, good so far.
Okay.
What if it's a fancy one?
Fancy one, it has a little hat.
Yeah.
Serif on the top.
No, it's called a hat.
So I start there, go up to the top, then down, and then make the bottom.
Oh, so you make, so it's one continuous line, swoop, hat first, and then the line.
Hat first and then the line in one line, and then lift, do the base, left to right.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. See, I would do the vertical stroke, and then the hat is a separate swipe.
You're on my list now. That's fucked up.
I knew this would happen. We're only on one, and we're already like... reaching for our guns.
Very true. Okay.
Okay.
There's only one way to do it too.
Oh my God. Is that what you think? You seriously think that? Well, I mean, there's one right way.
Okay. Let me tell you. I get so nervous every time we introduce a new number. Let me tell you how I do twos. Are we done with one?
No, it comes down to this for twos.
Okay.
Loop or no loop.
Loop? Oh, and the bottom.
Yeah, you know where it goes.
The loop.
Don't pretend like, the loop. Ooh.
No loop for me.
No loop.
No, I don't think
so. You
do
a hard corner too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. Yeah. That's the thinking man's too.
Loops are too... I don't know. It can be fucked up too easily. It could turn into a wonky... zero, you know, I don't...
Oh, I have an example of just how bad a two can go over here that I'm going to show you in a second.
Okay.
And it's perfectly to your point.
Is this what sparked what sparked this whole thing?
Yeah. See what I've done here?
Yeah.
I've 5-3-0.
Yeah, I see that.
But my 3?
Yeah.
Is really weird?
Yeah. That could be a two.
It's because I had some sort of brain malfunction.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's not even a little weird. I didn't even see the top part. Let me try and describe this three to the audience. So it starts at the top if you were starting a normal three. No hard lines, but it's like a loop for the top of the three, a backwards C.
Yeah.
And then...
a curve.
Yeah. And then there's another one of those, and you think that would be the end of the three. It loops around and makes... it's like a three-bumped three.
That's not how I would have described it, but if that's how you see it, like, I can't tell you you're wrong. Oh, no. See, what you're seeing is that's actually the top of the five.
Okay. Well, then you're doing your fives wrong.
My point is that I essentially wrote a two and then continued the bottom of the two and made it a three.
Yes. That's a fair point.
And that's why you never loop your twos.
Yes. I agree.
Unless you're writing...
although I would never have an open loop in a three either.
No. Well, that's going to bring me to my next kind of question.
Right.
Is like the three is a very interesting and varied number.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's pretty straightforward, but no, there's a lot of variations on the three.
Tons of variations on the three.
The flat top three.
The flat top three is cool.
I like the flat top three.
I never do it.
I did it for a while.
Yeah.
And then you can go flat top, like, you can do the flat top angle.
Yeah.
So you basically start in a seven and then you go for a...
Oh, that's what I was thinking a flat top three was. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you go for a loop and then make it into a three.
Yes.
So that's cool, but...
I feel like it's too...
It's a lost art.
It stops you too much. I don't think...
it's too
complex.
Like, you're not agile enough to navigate that...
Yeah.
That top...
That, like, hard zig. Corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's, like, a standard three, which is just, like, two Cs backwards.
Yep.
Start at the top, of course.
Should you lift your pencil when making a three?
No. Never.
Of course not, right?
Never.
Should you lift your pencil when making any number? This is just thrown in there.
Well, I'd have to go through them all. So the one, I make the bass separately, so that's a lift. Two, never. Three, no, never.
If you have to go through them all, then you don't know. We'll revisit that at the end.
All right.
Okay, fours.
Fours, I can see being a major issue.
This is, yeah, there's some hard lines in fours where if you're on the wrong side, you're on the wrong side of history. Okay?
Okay.
First obvious question, closed top or open top?
I have to mind myself. Okay, so if I don't think about it, I do an open top four.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Again, the thinking man's four.
I don't know if I'm proud that all of my numbers are the thinking man's versions or not so far.
The thinking man's version of numbers is always the closest to the digital clock representation.
Oh, okay. I can get behind that.
Except when it comes to twos, you basically draw a Z.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
A digital two would be so fucked up to write with a pen.
Yeah, it would be. Okay. So then open top four.
Yeah.
You start with the top L.
Yes.
Coming down on it.
Yes.
Down and across.
Yes.
And then make the second part.
Correct.
Okay.
I feel like I dodged a bullet. Is that all good?
What if I told you... Someone in my family creates the numeral cat thusly.
Mm-hmm.
Start at the base.
No, wrong already. Don't like this already. Wait.
Start at
the base and do what?
Start. I know. Start where all of us sane people ended.
Yeah. We go up.
Go drive directly up against the grain of all number attunes.
Yes. And then the L.
And then, yeah, it's a closed top four.
Closed top
so
four.
You're making, you're going straight up and then the angle piece and then, and then the T.
I guess it's efficient.
You got to respect that the pen never leaves the page.
Yes.
However,
mm-hmm.
you made an upstroke, and that is...
Yeah, I don't like that at all. That
is completely like an automatic zero.
Yeah. Okay, so you do an open top four.
Always pull the pen. Never push the pen.
Is your open top four, the very first line that you draw, is it angled or is it straight up and down?
Good question. I used to pride myself on making it straight up and down. And then I experimented with closed top fours for a while. And now it's
in college
kinda,
it's, or
well, earlier, to be honest.
Okay.
In grade school.
Right.
But
it's early.
I know. Well, I was an early noomer.
My four, the first line is, I think, slightly angled. Does that bother you?
No, that's where I am today.
Okay.
As we speak.
All right.
As it stands.
I think I'm going to try to start doing them up and down. A straighter four.
Okay. That pleases my OCD.
Good. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Should we...
I started doing closed top fours because like it bothered me that like if it wasn't straight up and down, then it should be touching.
Yeah. I see that. Yeah. I see that.
This episode is brought to you by Naked Burrito Bowls. Slash the carbs.
Should we get to five?
I mean, I feel like we just should just skip five because there's too much to unpack. Like, first of all, it's kind of stupid. Like, it's poorly designed. A five is just...
I hate it when people do fives like S's, like indistinguishable from an S.
Yep.
I think a five needs the corner. How do you describe how you do
it? You really want to get into this.
Yeah, I do.
You insist.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm a two-piecer.
Yeah, same.
I got to be totally honest. Like, of all the numbers, five is like maybe my grossest.
Okay. Your dog is crying about how you do five.
Yeah, he's like, oh, right, don't talk about floppy fives. But I basically, like, when I'm going fast, it's like backwards C and then little tick on the top. Sometimes they don't even connect. I disgust myself.
That is really gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. So mine, I always start with a downward stroke and then the C.
Exactly. That's how you should start.
Yeah.
But like, you just get so lazy that you start omitting the first little down tick.
Yeah. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I bet you also like sometimes don't fully lift your pencil. So it like kind of connects on itself. That could look like a six really easily.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're not only are you lifting your pencil, but you're like, you're dragging it across what you've done.
You're traveling back to the top.
Yeah, exactly.
To cap it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's so error prone.
Yeah. You need to focus when you make fives.
Yeah. Which is also why I vote to just remove them.
Scrap fives.
Scrap fives. Okay. We round up from four now.
Okay. Sure. I can't see how that could go poorly.
Okay.
Okay. Six.
Six is like the antithesis of five. It's like everything that's ugly about a five, you could have just made a beautiful six with.
Six is a great one. Yeah. It's really easy to do. Start at the top. I wouldn't like it if someone started at the bottom of a six.
What if I told you someone in my family? No.
Is this all the same person? No. Separate offenders.
No, that the four is real. The six, I couldn't deal with. I would have emancipated myself long ago. But like the six is, it's basically the Fibonacci spiral. It's
great.
It's nature's most beautiful shape.
Sure.
There's almost no way to draw it wrong. Although, you know what? If you overlap, if you cross and make it like a sloppy loop where your loopy part comes back over the first bit. I don't like that.
Of course not. No. Okay, let's go on to seven because I'm excited for this one.
Yeah.
Seven. There's lots of seven variations. Seven,
like we could have done a whole episode on seven.
Okay, line or no line, like center, cross or no?
It's called a bataille.
Wow.
And only if it's a love letter.
I will do it if there's ones in the number as well.
Yeah. That's really the use case.
Yeah.
But you know what gets my goat?
What?
Is some filigree writing fancy motherfuckers will throw the bow tie on a two.
What? Why?
And it's exactly, there's no reason. There's only bad reasons. The whole reason for the bow tie is to distinguish the seven from the two. If you start getting willy-nilly with the bow tie and putting it on a two, then we've lost the whole meaning.
Yeah. I thought it was to distinguish it from ones. A two doesn't look like any other number, though. It doesn't need to...
A two looks like a seven if you don't complete the bottom part.
Oh, yeah. And you have a curvy seven.
Okay. Well, that's another preference.
No curve. No curve.
You do a straight angle seven. Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. The thinking man seven, of course. I should have known.
But do you put a little serif on the tip of the seven? Sometimes I
sometimes
do that.
I like to.
It's kind of, it feels a little bit hoity-toity, though.
Like maybe if I'm writing on an envelope, might put that hoity-toity tickler.
Yeah.
It's called the tickler.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just realized that eight is next.
Oh, man. I didn't even think about eight. Fuck. We might have to go back to the drawing board.
Do you do a snowman eight?
No.
Okay.
I feel like that's a really great way to tell if someone is like mentally undeveloped.
I have to admit, I've been a snowman eater.
No.
In my life.
I don't even take it back. I've always stayed behind.
I don't do it anymore. I grew out of it.
And then you realize the massive time savings, and ever since then,
you've ridden
so much faster.
I still find it hard to make a nice eight without doing the snowman method, though. It's not going to look pretty.
Well, you have to accept that you're not going for two circles. It's an infinity.
It's bugging me just writing it on my knee right now to figure this out. Like, they're ugly unless you snowman it. I think I might still snowman sometimes.
I mean,
if you
can make a nice eight with the snowman technique.
Yeah.
I'll admit that.
Yeah.
But what really bugs me is when people get sloppy with the snowman and like you have two broken lines in your number. Like,
you can't, if you're going to do a snowman eight, you have to be careful about it.
Yeah.
If you do two separate snowmen, that's just two zeros on top of each other.
Exactly.
And
zero divided by zero,
those,
is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Messed up.
What is that?
So I would say the snowman is acceptable if you're careful about it.
You got to be so careful, though.
Okay.
So fucking careful.
I'll try to be careful.
Do you put a little bow tie in the middle of the eight sometimes?
No.
That was a test. I made that. Nobody does that.
Good. Good test.
But if I ever see an eight written like that, I'll know it's a secret message.
Yeah, you should. Is there anything to say about a nine? Oh, I have something about a nine.
There's a lot to say about the nine.
All right.
Okay. What's your 2 cents, 9 cents?
Yeah. So like you can do a nine. The way I do a nine is start at the top, do the circle, then the stem.
Yep. Same actually. Which is weird, and I'll get to why.
Yeah. There's another way to do a nine, which is do the circle, lift, draw the stem.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could also do it from the bottom.
Ooh.
Like a four.
Oh, I just threw up in my mouth as you did that.
Like the way your
sister
does a four.
I'm not going to reveal who in my family is a misnumberer.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
But let's just say they're not the thinking men of the family.
All right. What was your point about nines?
Well, the point about nines is that we make them so differently, at least I do, from the sixes.
Yeah.
Even though it's a mirrored six, but like you can't create it the same way or else you break so many rules. Like you can't reverse the six pattern because then you're doing an upstroke.
Yeah.
You can't start in the middle of the nine, although I have experimented with this method and it's not terrible.
Start, what do you mean start in the middle?
Like start, like basically do this.
You're gonna have to describe it for the listeners.
Okay, so you're doing a clockwise circle starting on the rightmost side of the number.
Yeah.
And then once you finish that circle, then it's
just
continuous straight down.
Yeah, I don't do that.
So it's a no lift method, but it's also
ugly.
It can be ugly, and you don't get that like snappy back to the nine, which I think a lot of us appreciate.
Yeah, you gotta snap that back.
That snap back.
I hope that everybody that listens to this is doing what we're doing, which is just drawing numbers on our legs or in the air. I don't know how you could without doing that.
Yeah.
But.
So send us your gifts of you drawing numbers in the air.
Yeah.
Or on your pants.
Yeah.
Call in. With your gifts.
Yes, please call in with your... Wait, with your... That doesn't...
It's 2020, Andrew.
Please call in, though. Please call in and tell us about how you do your numbers.
Figure it out.
1-888-BARK-56 is our number.
Stuck in the numbers with you.
Okay, that has been this week's episode of Super Good Question. If you want to get in touch with us, you can at Super Good Pod on Twitter. You can call us. Or, actually, that's it. That's the only way to get in touch.
Don't forget to go to our affiliate links. this episode is also brought to you by Naked Taco Bowls / the Carbs.
Is that a URL or NakedTacoBowls.com / the Carbs?
It is now.
I gotta go register Naked Taco Bowls.
We just have to buy it.